What do you think of Deion Branch this year?
What do I think of Branch?
Yeah, what do you think of Deion Branch? How's he played so far this year?
I love having Deion Branch here. What, 33 catches since he's been here?
Is that true? Have you had 33 catches since you've been here this year?
Something like that.
I don't know what I have.
Deion Branch just asked a question. Deion Branch walked in, ladies and gentlemen.
Deion Branch.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yeah, we got the applause. Deion Branch.
Do you think, I'm sure you had a restful couple of days. Had a chance to kind of recharge and regroup. Do you think Alphonso Smith had a restful couple of days, thanks to you?
Oh man, I think he'll be all right. You know, this is part of the game. It's a week in, week out thing.
Were you guys picking on him?
I can't say yeah or no, because I think we took some shots at both of the guys. We pretty much just tried to take what they gave us. You know, it was a couple of times on Houston that we could have hit that we kind of missed. You know, early in the game. And then we hit the ones on Smith that, you know, after we got to the sideline and regroup, okay, we're going to try these over here. And it worked. So I wish we would have hit all of them.
Now, Tom said earlier on that play, on that 79-yard play,
right,
said Deion wasn't even supposed to do that. That was awareness on his part. What were you supposed to do, and what – just take us through the play.
I wasn't even supposed to – I was trying not to tell you all.
Well, he was giving you credit.
Tom did a great job.
That you did, you broke off what you were supposed to
right.
do, and did something
else.
Better.
Exactly. Well, you know, we do. I didn't want to give the play away because hopefully it came down later on in the future.
Okay.
You know, but you know, Tom said it. I just think just overall, just being a receiver, I think the guys were kind of sitting on our routes, and we saw that early on. So at that time, we called a play. It was a crucial third down. I just took a shot at it.
Also, you decide, okay, he's sitting on the route, so
right.
I'm just gonna make him think that I'm gonna
right.
just well, sit down here for a second, and then I'll just take off.
I think he started feeling like the pressure was gonna get to the quarterback before he had time to throw the ball. You know, so he at a certain point he was sitting at about 12 to 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough time to get to the quarterback. I think the line did a great job of blocking and protecting for Tom. That guy sat back in the pocket and just waited. You know, I thought I was a little too far down the field at first.
Yeah.
So I kind of slowed down.
Brady couldn't reach you?
No, he reached me. He reached me. I think it just shocked him how wide open it was. You know, but the guy, he was sitting there. His eyes were big. Mine was big, too. And I just took off. I had an end route, though. I was supposed to run like a 16-yard end route. And I just threw my hands up. The typical thing that we talk about in practice all the time. So I don't think it was nothing that I did real fancy. Don't let Tom fool you, man.
Did you hear what he just said, though, Michael? He said, I was supposed to run a 15-yard in route. No, 16-yard
exactly.
in route.
16
not yards. A 15, not 15. A 17.
No, just give us
16 yards.
And I'm glad you said that because your first offensive coordinator in the National Football League was?
Charlie Weiss.
And that was one of his big things, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Being exactly where you're supposed to be at.
And what I mean, just to give people a clue, if you run 15 and you run 15 instead of 17,
right.
If you run 17 instead of 16, what does that do for the whole operation?
It throws the timing off. I think the biggest thing, if I have a 16-yard route and I'm second or third in the progression, if I run it at 17, if Tom already off the first and the second look, he's coming to me, I'm supposed to be at 16 to shut time out. And if I'm at, like I said, if I'm at 17, I'm late, he's waiting on me now, he's probably getting sacked. Or if I'm at 14 and 15, I'm open too early. He's not ready to throw me the ball.
I don't think we have a clue how
it's crazy.
How complicated
right.
offensive football is. I mean, you just broke down
mm-hmm.
how that 1 yard
mm-hmm.
makes all the difference.
It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Now, you know, granted, we do different things at times. There's a lot of, just say for instance, that route that I ran. I was so far down the field, I wasn't supposed to be down there. That's why he had to gather up and pretty much put everything in it because I wasn't supposed to be down there.
Because he's looking to come to you.
He's looking for the 16
different,
yard.
It's like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
I got it.
You know,
gotta,
you can look at the play. You can tell he re-clutched, you know, brought the ball back in there and let it go. I wasn't supposed to be 40 or 50 yards down the field.
Now, that's great when it works out.
Yeah, it's great when it
works
out.
When it doesn't work out, you're like, well,
yeah.
What were you thinking?
Oh,
what
no, it's a lot of other stuff. Not yeah. what I was thinking.
I was thinking about this on Thursday. Thursday's Thanksgiving. You know, all of us are giving thanks mm-hmm. for a whole lot of things.
Right.
And as I'm watching the game, I'm thinking, there may not be anybody in New England more thankful than Deion Branch right now. I mean, you think about how your football life turned around this year and how things have gone since you arrived. Mm-hmm. You got to be pretty thankful for all that.
I'm very thankful for the opportunity just to come back to be a part of the organization. Exactly where I started. That's first and foremost. You know, just thankful for the opportunity that Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick came back to give me the opportunity to come back and play here and join this team.
You can go home again.
Yeah, I'm home now. I'm home now.
It must be an education for you on this, like the business of football, because I guess the one, your human instincts just say, you know, they didn't want to pony up the cash, so, you know, a little bitterness. But did it ever become bitter?
Nope. The best part about it, I know we left on good terms. You know, we just couldn't sit down and get everything situated. And that stuff happens. That stuff happened in business. And I think that allowed us to both sit down and come together and say, hey, can we get this done? And I'm like, yeah, whatever it takes, let's try to make this work. And we did.
What was it like out there on the other side of the world? I mean, Seattle. I mean, we never could think about it. I mean, I was watching them yesterday. It looks like a beautiful stadium. That's one thing.
It's crazy, man. Great fans. The same thing. Same type of atmosphere. Guys in the locker room, you know, pretty good coaches. The first 2 years were great. You know, the last two with all the shuffling with the head coaches, a lot of instability within the organization. And that causes a lot of differences. You know, you start losing pretty good players, guys going elsewhere, things like that. But I enjoyed my first 4 years, and, you know, I think Coach Carroll and Mr. Snyder are going to get the program back in the right direction.
I know we always kind of joke about, you know, Tom Brady's favorite receiver is the open receiver. But the way this offense looks right now, that's exactly how it seems to be.
That's it. The thing is, when we break the huddle, actually when the coaches install the plays, they have ones, twos, and threes by guy's name. But it's really not that way with Tom. Tom, like, hey, everybody's open. You know, everybody's the first option. So even though I can look at a play, I've been playing football so long, like, okay, I'm not in the progression. Just by the play design. But once I take the football field, I run that play as if I'm getting the ball every time, because you never know, just like the touchdown. I wasn't in the rig at all.
Oh, you weren't?
I wasn't in the rig.
Okay, you left that part out. You didn't mention that.
But in Tom's eyes, you know, like he said, everybody's the first read. So, you know, great quarterback. This guy went through his entire progression and came back.
Isn't that unusual, though? I'm saying to approach a play like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not the reading this play. I mean, but you run it as if you are. I mean, isn't that pretty unusual?
You have to do this with him.
Not everybody does that.
I know, but I think if every receiver had the opportunity to play with this guy, they'll do it. If every receiver had the opportunity to play with Tom, they would do it.
Because sooner or later, you're going to be the fourth read who becomes
but
the first
gonna
read.
But you're going to be the first read. Exactly. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, man, I'm truly thankful and blessed. Just had an opportunity to play with him.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know Hoyer was teasing you when you first got here. We brought up that 60 minutes thing, and he said, now, okay, you've been here for a little bit. You've been the second time around.
Right.
Are you at that level where you were before, where you can just look at him? Now can you look at him and say,
I always thought you guys planned it.
I got it.
You rigged it for
us. No, it wasn't rigged.
You know, I can see it. I think we're starting to get there. I wouldn't say right now, because to be honest, I'm still like going. I'm not going through the motion, but it's still sometimes I have like a brain fart every now and then. A certain play happen if he checks something real fast and snap the ball, you know. But in the past, I didn't have those issues. I don't have a problem now. It's just like, okay, I got to think. Okay, there it is.
And we were talking about that earlier. We had a caller asking about the Colts, and he's like, you know, why don't they go hurry up all the time? I said, you know, you probably can't,
right?
Because if you got that, you know, Dallas Clark is out, and Colley is out, and Gonzalez, now you got new guys. You can't.
Right. It's a little different.
Peyton Manning can process it quickly,
exactly.
But these guys
may
have to slow it down a bit.
Yeah, their offense, I'm pretty sure, is very complex. You got to be a pretty smart player to play in the offense. The same as here, we have a lot of different things. Tom had the luxury to check any play. I mean, we go to the line of scrimmage sometime with 2-3 plays. That's not normal. That's not usual.
We appreciate you coming by. They're telling me we got to get you out of here, but it's
yes,
a fun
sir.
Visit with you again.
Hey, thank
Great
you
to
all.
See you.
All right, Deion.
Deion Branch joining us on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.